Welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm John Dedon, and my guest today is Kevin Hanford. Kevin Hanford offers securities and advisory services through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Hanford Financial Strategies is located at 7 Hotel Street, Warrington, Virginia, 20186, and Kevin can be reached at 540-349-0700. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, John. Thank you.
It's great to have you here. Tell us a little bit about Hanford Financial Strategies.
Well, Hanford Financial Strategies is a financial services firm. We're located in Old Town, Warrington, Virginia. Our typical client is a married couple with one or both of the individuals nearing retirement or newly in retirement. These are folks who've worked a lifetime at the same job and have accumulated a sizable wealth. Many of them are business owners, but many are also employees in the private or government sector.
Well, we'll come back and we'll talk more about the company, but I'm interested. How did you get into the financial planning business?
Well, I grew up in upstate New York, but I came down to Virginia. I went to Virginia Military Institute.
And VMI has a very active alumni group.
Very active, right. Very tight alumni group. I majored in economics there. When I was at VMI, I was on the in the investment group became interested in investments and finance in general. And I decided to pursue a career in finance, landing first at a insurance firm when I first got out.
You know, one of the things that always fascinated me about you is how you were on the boxing team at VMI.
Yes. I boxed 2.5 years, at VMI. It was a club sport then. It was enjoyable.
Right.
At times.
Well, you started out working for financial planning companies. How did you get into the business?
Well, I started in the insurance business, landing a job there first in Richmond. I spent the first half decade or so working for insurance companies. And while I'm a huge advocate of covering risk, I saw that I needed to be with a firm that allowed me to manage assets for my clients as well. So I moved to an insurance company that owned a broker-dealer and began offering financial planning. And, as my expertise grew, I saw the need to branch out and go beyond that firm, what that firm offered, and stay away from things like proprietary products.
So you took a big step at some point, and you started Hanford Financial Strategies.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. In 2002, I branched out, started Hanford Financial Strategies with my partner, my wife, it's a firm on our own. It allows us to advise clients in a truly non-proprietary, objective, and independent manner.
And I know I've worked with you for years prior to 2002, so it's been a long relationship.
Yeah, you've been there quite a long time.
And the fact that you actually went on your own, I'm sure you have a perspective that is helpful with your clients that are business owners, because you're actually a business owner yourself.
Yeah, I think that that helps tremendously, knowing the day-to-day hurdles that you have to overcome in running a business in today's environment, even.
You mentioned one of the reasons you wanted to go on your own is because it gave you the opportunity to offer a broader range of services. Why don't you touch a bit about that?
Yeah, we we follow the precepts of the Board of Certified Financial Planners. And it requires us to thoroughly analyze an individual's financial situation before making any recommendations. you know, from that, you know, we get a roadmap in hand. We're able to check off to-do items, what's going to get them to their goals or their desired spot. And it allows us to concentrate and focus on what they want to accomplish from their own individual standpoint, as opposed to, you know, what might be you know, popular at the time.
And so I know people think of financial planners, they think of investments, but really it sounds like that is just one aspect of a much bigger responsibility that, that you have when you take care of clients.
Yeah, that's true. You know, as a CFP, we see to the five areas of planning, which, you know, includes investment, but also includes retirement, you know, tax, estate, risk management, and the investment planning.
You started off by saying your typical client may be someone who is nearing retirement or thinking of retirement. What are some of the challenges that these people face aside from knowing they have enough money to live on?
Yeah, I would say that's the biggest part, though, is the fear of you know, knowing if they have enough money to live on and get them through their the rest of their life. People are living longer now, so that's definitely a big concern. But you know, retirement is more than just you know, an end goal. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of life. So you know, we help people to focus on what they'll be doing every day, what they want to do with their money, not only in retirement, but maybe the best ways to manage that money throughout retirement and what they want to do with it after.
Do you find a lot of people are striving to reach retirement, but they haven't really thought of what retirement means?
Absolutely. You know, we find a lot of people say they want to be retired, and maybe it's just because they want to be somewhere different than they are today. But you know, as I said, retirement is not an end goal. It's the rest of your life. And what are you going to do in retirement, and what's that going to look like?
So, do you ask a lot of questions, and you get blank stares or I don't know answers when you say something like, "What are the three things you're going to accomplish in retirement?"
Yeah. Well, you know, we've kind of fine-tuned our questions so we don't get too many blank stares, but it's a long process. You know, the comprehensive financial planning process, you know, lasts almost 6 months before we even make recommendations, you know, getting to know the client and what they want to accomplish is the first step. So
you spend a lot of time in the fact gathering and the understanding stage before you're even at a point where you can begin to make recommendations.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's not just the fact gathering as far as questions. We gather all of their, you know, financial documents and comb through those as well as asking them the questions on what they want to achieve and where they want to be and what they want to do. You know, making more money is not really a goal. You know, what you're going to do with that money and what's it for is your goal.
And that's where this process, I assume, really helps flush out those answers. And I assume it also can sometimes surprise your clients. They haven't thought through the answers themselves.
No, very few have. Yes. Yeah, very few have thought through those things.
So if you had clients come to you and you said, you know what, you may not be appropriate for us because you think this is going to be a kind of an hour meeting and then I'm going to have all the answers for you?
You know, if a client is not appropriate for us, it's usually determined throughout the process. They won't want to go through the process itself, if they're not serious enough in figuring out what their goals might be and what they want to accomplish. Maybe they're not at that point yet. So it weeds itself out.
Talk to me a bit about the independence that you have as a financial planner.
Yeah, that's That's unique. You know, Commonwealth is our partner, our broker-dealer, and they are the largest independent privately held you know, broker-dealer in the country. It allows us to you know, sit down and represent the actual client as opposed to any products or services from particular companies. You know, the independent nature and that accompanied or coupled with CFP allows us to be truly independent in our recommendations. You know, for example, on investing, you know, one of the advantages we have on being independent is we are fee-based on investment management, which means we're sitting on the same side of the table as our client. You know, our goals are the same. It's to make money to meet their goals. If the client's making money, if I'm making money for my client, then our fee's going up. If the client's losing money, our fee's going down. So we're on the same side of the table as the client.
Well, I know one aspect of the financial planning arena that you have begun to focus on is with 401k plans and how you can serve as a fiduciary along with employers and sponsors. Can you explain that to us a bit?
Yeah, the independent nature helped a lot in this area. You know, 401k plans, you know, the retirement planning landscape, which is governed by the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, or ERISA, that continues to evolve as one of the hottest areas in the legal arena. Last year, retirement plans have come under really intense regulatory scrutiny. And Department of Labor, which enforces ERISA provisions, they've been on the warpath, looking to identify and find companies who are not fulfilling the fiduciary duties in regard to the plan that they may offer. A lot of employees don't even know they're fiduciaries, business owners.
We see that on the legal side where it turns out some of these plans may not be compliant with either plan amendments or with matching contributions. And after the fact, it's brought to us as the attorneys. I think it highlights how you, as an accredited investment fiduciary, can avoid those problems if you're serving with the sponsor.
That's true. And where we're a little unique is that we can contractually share in the fiduciary responsibilities as a co-fiduciary to the plan. So we can, you know, as you mentioned, accredited investment fiduciary, it's a, you know, certification that required a bit of education and training on my part. But, you know, that coupled with the independent status allows us to contractually share as a co-fiduciary to the plan with the business owner and protect them, make sure they're doing what they need to do to protect themselves.
Well, I know a hot area that Department of Labor is really looking at is benchmarking fees. And how do you help in that regard?
Yeah, that's a really big area as far as, you know, fiduciary responsibilities, and it's the one that's really on the forefront right now. You know, Rule 408B2, which becomes live on April 1st of 2012, requires that all service providers to a plan disclose information about their fees and any potential conflicts of interest to the plan fiduciaries. And it goes a step further. Not only is the business owner or plan sponsor to know what those fees are, they are supposed to know what how they are relative to the services they're providing, you know, benchmarking those.
Well, it's a lot for an employer to handle, and it really highlights the need of how somebody like yourself is able to step in and help them make sure they comply with not just that, but other DOL regulations. Kevin, in the final seconds we have, why don't you tell us again, how can people reach you?
Yeah, the best way to reach us, of course, they can call us 540-349-0700, or they can visit our website, which is hanfordfinancial.com, H-A-N-D-F-O-R-D, financial.com. And on that website, there's quite a bit of information on the 401k and defined contribution plans and fiduciary responsibilities and so on. They can also check us out on LinkedIn or Facebook.
Excellent. Kevin, thank you very much for being our guest today on Blueprint for Wealth.